We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mueller report certainly gobbled up the lion's share of attention over the weekend. The president tweeting, let's see, his last tweet was late yesterday saying, how do you impeach a Republican president for a crime that was committed by the Democrats? Make America great again. That was after a series of other tweets. But like in the Wall Street Journal this morning, the headlines, impeachment divides Democratic hopefuls, meaning the candidates. Elizabeth Warren talking about impeachment over the weekend. Another headline, Mueller relented after Trump team rebuffed an interview that the prosecutors wanted to do. And then, of course, Rudy Giuliani was everywhere yesterday talking about this and watching it all because, well, that's what he does. Is Sagar Magani, AP correspondent at the White House, which is where he is this morning. Sagar, good morning and welcome back to KDKA on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Good morning, Jim.
All right. So you'll wait the latest tweet from the president, but certainly the mood was set over the weekend on Twitter from Mr. Trump.
Yeah, a lot more of the same, to be honest with you. You know, the wording changes a little bit here and there, but he just continues blasting this investigation as something that was illegal, as something that shouldn't have started in the first place, as something that was biased. But keep in mind, he also keeps citing this very same biased, unfair, illegal investigation and report as being the thing that has completely exonerated him. So those two things don't quite mesh, but you know, the way you started it is really what the mood here in Washington is. What's next? What are Democrats going to do with this? They have a conference call this afternoon led by Nancy Pelosi with the House Democratic Caucus to start talking about the next steps. And as you mentioned, this big divide over impeachment is kind of dominating things. You have Pelosi, who has said, we are not going there unless the evidence and the further investigation warrants it, and there has to be public support, and that includes support among Republicans. That's simply not going to happen based on what we know right now, so it would seem to be, you know, a done deal there. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says, yes, some of these things that we've seen in the Mueller report are impeachable offenses. You have some of these candidates who really want to push this as they had it on the trail and say, yep, we're going to hold the president accountable. Let's push for impeachment. You have others who say, well, it's a little bit early for that. So Democrats, frankly, at the moment, don't know exactly what to do with this and where to go from here.
You get the impression that when the report was released at the end of last week, the big aha, gotcha moment didn't really happen, or it fizzled.
Yeah, and I think that partly plays to the president's advantage, because there had been so much drip and drab and so much talk about
right.
this and so much prebuttal that, you know, unless there was that one wow kind of thing that came out of it that was going to capture attention, there had been so much talk about it that the stage had been set. You know, the daily bashing from the president and Rudy Giuliani coming out and saying all the things he says, and on the Democratic side, Adam Schiff and others who've been pushing their narrative for so long that I think in a normal news cycle, had we read what we read on Thursday, it would have been, wow, you know, Russian interference here. The campaign would have welcomed the help. The president tried to get people to lie on his behalf, but there has just been so much talk every day for 2 years. I mean, how many times have you and I talked about
it?
That there wasn't that kind of shock value there. So I think for a lot of folks, it was, well, we already knew that. Let's move on. Well, you know, it's not that simple. And again, that's the quandary the Democrats find themselves in now.
But I think there is not an anxiety, but a malaise across the country of people who are just tired of hearing about all this.
Yeah, and that's the argument that you're hearing from a lot of Republicans is, look, it's over. You know, the investigation's done. The report came out. The special counsel did not decide that the president should be held accountable in as many words in the report. It's done. let's be done with it and let's move on. And the Democratic take on that is, well, no. He made clear, Bob Mueller made clear in the report that he couldn't recommend charges against the president because he wasn't allowed to under the legal framework, and he very clearly left it to Congress to figure out the next step. So it's all in the interpretation, really, right now, the public interpretation, with the ever-present partisan divide here.
You know, with Nancy Pelosi saying we're not going to go there as far as impeachment goes, it almost feels like this whole topic now moves strictly into the political campaign area and less so on Capitol Hill. I mean, there may be moves, but if the top Democrat on Capitol Hill says we're not going to go down that road, it's like, okay, so you got these 20 people. Is it 20 now who are running for Democrat?
You know, I think we're at 20 as of this moment. Yeah. We had another person jump in this morning, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts. So honestly, I don't know whether we're at 19 or 20 at this very moment as we speak.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous number. But whatever the case may be, you've got to figure that's going to be the political fodder on the campaign trail. And most folks are not really ready to start hearing about that at this point as far as the election goes.
Yeah, I guess it becomes an easy talking point for some of the candidates. Look, I'm going to be the one who's going to hold this president accountable. Everyone's tired of this. We need to take this step. Nancy Pelosi's job, of course, is to look at the bigger picture and what's good for the whole caucus. If you launch impeachment hearings and the whole process right now when it comes up empty, you've got a really big problem at the polls next year. So her take is not necessarily totally shutting it down. It's we need to go step by step here. Let the House Judiciary Committee investigate. Let it hear from the Attorney General. Let it hear from Bob Mueller himself, which they hope to do right around this time next month. Let's get the whole report. Let's see everything. And then let's move ahead, if there is a way to move ahead, under the assumption that you will then get some GOP backing because things may become so obvious, wrongdoing may become so clear that even some Republicans will jump on board. Well, you know, that's a big leap of faith right now as well. So,
right. Again,
that gets you back to this 2 o'clock phone call, and, I don't know that people want to be in Nancy Pelosi's shoes right now because this may very well be herding cats.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. What it all boils down to is you wake up every morning and the first thing you do is check Twitter.
Yeah, that's
pretty much.
That's about fair. I was actually with my niece the other day and my phone lit up and I glanced down and she looked at it. She's 14 or 15. And she looked at it and said, "Oh, you have alerts set up for the president's tweet?" Like, well, honey, I don't really have an option.
Yeah,
that's
what you do.
She just kind of glanced at it and then, you know, that was the end of that. Like, there's really no other option except to do that.
Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani. Always great to catch up with you, Sagar. Have a great, and I'm sure it'll be an interesting day.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.